What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hunt Lift Deep podcast. I'm your host for today, Frank Melito, and I am unsupervised in Appalachia. And we are at Luke's family farm in Virginia for our Hunt Lift Deep winter rendezvous for doe camp. And I'm here with Doug, Ryan, and Gabe. What's up, boys? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Hey.
Happy to be here.
Pretty sweet that what we're able to do today, right? So I figure that we'll talk about kind of what we're about our tribe, about our team, and how we've grown from the start and what we're doing. So what do you got, Ron, to if you want to kick it off?
So yeah, I've been with the team since almost the beginning in 2022 when they did the first round of interviews. I'd been super into the gear. I loved the tiger stripe hoodie and the bear deadlifting. That was kind of what caught my eye when we first began. And at that time in my life, I was going through a rough patch with my wife. Things were really, you know, not looking the best, that kind of thing. And I saw that there was an opportunity to join the team. And, you know, you're thinking your typical ambassadorship, right? Or sponsorship, right? I'm going to sign up. I'm going to wear a couple of T-shirts, take a couple photos once a month on Instagram. And then, you know, you get some free swag. And it turned out that wasn't the case at all, right? You sign up, I get my date, I show up for my interview. And of course, at that time, I had no idea who these guys were, right? I didn't think I'd be doing my interview with the CEO, his 2IC, and like one of his best friends, right? And for those of you that don't know, I know you guys on the podcast know, but like Luke, Carter, and Derek did my interview, right? And so, I show up, I'm in a t-shirt, you know, HLE t-shirt. I got a hat on, I'm repping because that's the way you got to look when you're doing an interview for anything, right?
Of course.
You got to make sure that you have the right gear, you're repping, you're auditioning or trying out for something that you got to do.
That was your suit and tie.
Yeah, that was pretty much my suit and tie at the time. And so I'm talking to Luke and, you know, I go through my process and he's asking me, you know, what's the one thing you could change about the clothing line at that time, right? And I said, you know, I really hate the Ranger panties. They don't fit well. I didn't like the cut. You know, I'm trying to do squats them and they were horrible. Like they were. I was not a big fan. And of course, Luke's, and I tell them, I said, you know, I live in Ranger panties all the time. And Luke calls me out. He goes, oh, do you? Are you wearing Ranger panties right now? And I go, well, yeah, I am. He's like, show me. So I stand up at my kitchen table and I show them that I'm wearing my Ranger panties. And Luke goes, you're in. You know, and from that point on, I knew, you know, that these were my people. And as time went along, I started getting really actively involved in one of the things that we do, and I'm super passionate about, you know, Frank, I know you're there all the time, is book club, right? And the very first book club that we ever did was 12 Rules to Life by Jordan Peterson. And I log in, you know, and guess who's there? Me and Derek. That's it. Nobody else was there. Nobody else showed up. The very first book club we ever did, nobody was there but me and Derek, and both Derek and I hated the book. Neither one of us finished the book. So I'm like, first book that we're going to do, I show up and I'm like, oh man, you know, I didn't even read it because I couldn't get into it. And Derek loved it as well. And then I kind of jumped on board and, you know, 2 years later, I'm Derek's 2IC for book club. Derek and I run book club together, right? When Derek's away doing work, I sub in for him, and it's something that I'm super passionate and I love to do.
That's what I love, though, about book club is that even if you don't read the book, like, you show up and, like, have a conversation because in some way, shape, or form, it's always going to be tied into kind of what we're doing right now, how we're tying our life and our passion into one community and one tribe as Ryan coined it, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for me, like, I'm super busy. So, like, I work nights. I always start reading, like, half the book. And then like, oh shit, book club's tomorrow. God damn. Like, you know what? I'll just jump on anyway. And it's always such a great conversation. And it's cool just to kind of see like more people getting involved. And it's just, I just find it to be super, you know, beneficial for just what we're doing here. Right, Ryan?
Yeah. I 100% take credit for calling HLE the tribe. Right. And I can tell you where that came from. You know, that summer of 2022, for these that don't know, Carter's wife, Robin, who's an amazing woman, and her family, they're part Canadian. So they come up to Muskoka, and about an hour and a half away from where my trailer is, Carter and I spent a lot of time talking, and we wanted to get a workout in together. So I drive an hour and a half to the cottage in Port Carling. My boss at the time, who is also one of my best friends, developed a workout. He programmed a workout for Carter and I. So I drove an hour and a half. We did a kettlebell, sandbag, wad, went swimming, and then Carter took me out for lunch to this restaurant, and we were just talking about, you know, what is HLE? Where is it going? What is the future? What do I want from the community? And I said to him, you know, I'm like, I look at this community. It's my tribe. And I had read the book Tribe, which, you know, flash forward a year later, we actually read Tribe this year in the book. So like we redid it, but I said, this is my tribe. This is what I've been missing in my life. This is what I've been missing from my community. This is what I need, you know? And it is, you know, we're now going to be 2024 coming up in the spring here in like, well, less than a month, I guess I say the spring, and I'll have been on the team 2 years. I'm the regional lead for Canada. And I'm meeting dudes that have been, I feel like you guys have been my friends for life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep. Ryan, like we talk like once a week.
I know.
At least it's freaking awesome.
So like, we're all from different
finally
places.
Meet you. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And then like what I find it to be cool is that right here sitting at this table, there's four of us and we each got in at like a different time period mm-hmm. and that we're all together. So it's kind of cool to get like each one of our takes and kind of how we started as like either, you know, we just kind of followed us on Instagram or like we just liked our clothing or some of us were like, you know, podcast listeners now. Some of you are on the podcast now for the first time, which is freaking amazing, right? So I think, Gabe, what like you came in on what, like the second wave maybe?
Yeah, I was the second
something
wave.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came in and I remember my interview. I got all set up in my hunting room and I put my laptop up and I had all my mounts behind me. And
which is a shit ton of mounts. I mean, like
straight up killer.
Yeah, 100% straight up killer.
Yeah, set that laptop up, and as soon as it popped up, Carter's running on the treadmill doing the, I can't remember, I think it was a ruck challenge or something like that, and they're looking at the wall behind me, and they're like, holy shit, dude, you kill a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Just, it was awesome. Got to talking about hunting and stuff, and instantly they're like, you're on the team. I was like, cool.
Awesome.
Sounds good to me.
That was pretty easy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to talking. I was telling Derek asked what I did for work, and I told him I worked in the sign shop in Wyoming, because that's what I do. I work for the DOT there, and he asked me to make him a sign that said Big Dick Lane or some shit like that. You a sign, which I still owe you that sign,
that
Derek.
It easy.
That 100% sounds like something Derek would request.
Yep.
Like,
you got to do it now, by the way.
Yeah. But, ever since then, it's been a wild ride.
That's pretty sweet. So always what? What drew you to, you know, hunt, lift, eat first?
I've always been into hunting my whole life, and I've always wanted to step it up a notch, you know. I'm trying to do this shit for a living, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I'm just trying to, you know, step up my level, try to get my name out, and trying to get as many hunts in as possible, because we only get one life, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to live it to the fullest, and.
Oh, yeah.
Have my own son now. Been growing up with my dad hunting. Grandpa, he was hunting, fishing. It's just a part of my life, and it's just nice being around people who love to do the same thing, because we get out. I've been to multiple archery shoots with people in the Mountain West, been to expos and stuff, and it's just amazing, you know, just to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like having these brothers, because I grew up an only son, never had a brother, just me and my dad, and just to have a camaraderie of brothers to come out and hang out with each other, it's awesome.
So
think of the last two nights, right? Like everybody sitting around the fire, just dying in laughter, right? Like, I don't know if it was Evan or Perry, you know, somebody said that their ribs hurt. No, it was Charlie. Charlie was like, my ribs hurt so much from the laughter. Like, what other community or do you know of, you know, where dudes you've never met before in your life
just laughing,
you get together and it's like, it's not like we're meeting each other for the first time. It's like a group of dudes that haven't seen each other in 10 years and are getting back together a reunion.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a first time deal. It's like a reunion.
And honestly, like, I think it's pretty amazing though about what like Luke and Carter here and Derek have created for us, right?
Yeah.
And that, and then now that like it's kind of, you know, taken off. For example, like Doug, like this is Doug's first, you know, in person event. And I think that you came in on this most recent wave of applications. And what's even better is that like Doug is like part of my region. I'm the, you know, team lead for the Northeast region. And I had never met Doug before in person. And like, I just met him today. And I felt like I've known him for so long. So Doug, for you being, this is your first, you know, in-person event and you being like one of the like newer members, what was your take on this, on all this? I know that you kind of got thrown into a whole new world over here, right?
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
It's been great. And, you know, similar to Ryan and Gabe's story, you gotta show what you got in the interview. So at the time when I interviewed, I was working full-time from home. I'm a strength and conditioning coach by trade. So obviously like the training aspect brought like interest in me as well. Like hunt, lift, eat, all the things. You're speaking my language with all that stuff.
Yeah.
But out of the three, the hunting drew me in because I just haven't, that hasn't been a part of my life in a while. I've been focused more on career and family and stuff. And so that kind of died down. But then last hunting season, so last year, started back up again. But what really interested me was, you know, just this, like we're talking about the brotherhood. Like I am also an only son, had four sisters growing up. I now have two daughters, so I am fully drowning in estrogen my entire life. I need men in my life. So this is, that I just need, and obviously like, as we get older, it is harder to make friends. We get caught up in our lives and whatnot.
You were looking for like that, like basically that group of like-minded people.
Exactly. Yeah. On all levels.
Out with and you know, learn from.
Exactly. Sweet, so going back to my interview, like gotta bring it with what you have. So I have a pretty awesome home gym, I'll say. Just because of my profession and whatnot, but also just because I love lifting. Like, so had that kind of set up so they could see my home gym in the background. So that's kind of what drew me in. And going back to the interview, I remember one of the questions was, you know, what were you interested in us and what do you hope to get out of it? And part of that was not necessarily what I hope to get out of it, but also what can I bring to the table for the team? Being that everyone here also likes fitness and training, I'm hoping to add that. And you know, like with our monthly or bi-monthly calls that we do, something where I can get, you know, contribute some seminars and some of my knowledge because I'm learning so much from everyone else here. And, you know, like, there's talk of like Western hunts in the future together, things like that. That's all stuff that's just so exciting.
Awesome. So what was your take when you rolled in yesterday, right? You came in yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, cause this was like your first event, like what was your first thoughts?
As I rolled in here?
Yeah.
Well, first it was, where do I park? Because everyone was out and I'm like, I'm the new guy and no one's here. And no, you guys, there were some people here, but they were in the back. And I was like, I'm pretty sure next to the other trucks, but when I walked up, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Like everyone's just hanging out, you know, having a great time. And
super open, right? Super
totally,
friendly.
Totally. Like actually talking on the group chat, and Ian was like, oh, I'll come down and help you. And the first thing he does when I met him was grab my stuff and help walk it up. So it's an awesome group of people.
Sweet. Awesome. Yeah. And like, and honestly, like for me, it's like kind of cool is that like I got in around the same time as Ryan, right? I think like you and I got in on the first wave, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It was like January, February 22.
Something like that. I think now we've been around for like 2 and change years probably, which is pretty crazy. It's been a pretty fast 2 years. And to kind of see us what it was and what it's become and what it's becoming is, it's almost like surreal for me. Because like for me, like I've always been involved with like, you know, outdoor and like fitness stuff. I've been affiliated with like other outdoor companies and on, you know, pro stats where it's like, hey, you know, buy our stuff and we'll, you know, give you a code and join our Facebook group. Like it was always cool. Like you would kind of talk to some people and you kind of level with some people, but it just, it was never what I really wanted. When I'm like, hey, I'm going to Pennsylvania tomorrow. It's like, who's around? And be like, crickets. And I'm like, ah, oh, this is crazy. All right. So like, and then like I happened to stumble upon Hunt, Lift, Eat, and I was like, shit, I do all that shit. This is great. And then I was like, well, applications are opening. If this is the first wave, I think they said what, like, oh, we're only accepting like 100 applications or
yeah, it was so low.
It was,
I think
so
it was like
low.
80 or something like that, I think was what they originally wanted. Yeah.
And the first
blew,
team
it blew to 150.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be 80, I think.
I think that the first wave they only let in like 20 of us. It was something like low number, I think. And like I like never forget, I got my like schedule meeting and like I work nights. So like I was like, shit.
You
like,
were in the patrol car, weren't you?
I was in my uniform in my patrol car. So I was like, oh, I was like, you know what? I like called up like the cop who's been there for like 35 years. I'm like, hey John, I'm like, I'm taking meal at 8 o'clock. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I have a very important interview. I went to like this like medic room and I threw the medics out. I'm like, hey man, I need your room for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So like I like log on and like here I am in freaking uniform. You know, Carter jumps on. And I think Luke might have been deployed or he was on his way out. But either way, he was at work. He was in uniform. So like I jump on. He's like, hey man. It's like, oh shit, that's right. You're a cop. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And, you know, we just started talking. And even from that meeting, like I felt like I like knew these guys. And like, you know, obviously they did the typical like ask, you know, obviously then you can see what I'm doing. And I asked about my experience with like the outdoors, and I explained what I've done. I've done, you know, like events and seminars for like other, you know, companies. And I said like it was always lacking that family and that community aspect that I've always wanted, I've always been looking for, but I couldn't find.
Yeah.
So like for me, like I didn't grow up hunting. Like everything about hunting and the outdoors, like I went, took it upon myself to either find mentors or just learn myself. So, you know, I learned from a lot of mistakes. Whereas if I had a group like this 15 years ago, oh my God, man, I would have streamlined everything. Freaking me and Gay would probably be slaying elk in fucking Wyoming together. And I was like, shit. So like, you know, and like, and then it's cool is that like, they always said like, hey, like just do me a favor, just be active, you know, get involved and basically like you get out of what you put into this team, this group, this tribe, right, Ryan? And like here I am, let's fast forward, you know, 2 years later, I've been on podcasts. I'm now the Northeast, you know, team lead. And here I am tonight under the beautiful stars in Virginia hosting a podcast with you boys.
There you go.
And this has been an amazing ride.
Yep.
So, I mean, but like, I wouldn't have been able to get that if I didn't just say, hey, you know what? Like, why not me, right? Like, applications are open. Sure, send it.
Yeah.
And just kind of see what happens.
Yeah. I'll just add to that, you know, like, there's like so many events that go on that we can be a part of and be active with, like you said. And I have not been as active as I want to be just with kids and it's typically around bedtime for us and whatnot. Yep. So the one that I did join that had been really beneficial actually is when Luke gave the kind of the
mindset seminar.
Yeah, that was a mindset and listing your goals out and everything. And of course we've all probably done this in the past or whatnot, but it really clicked with me at that time because I wasn't really happy with my job at the time and whatnot. And then started writing down and thinking about things and actually applied to a job that I really felt like I just had no shot. Like, why not, I guess. But what pushed me to even apply for it was that talk that he gave. And And then I ended up getting this job, which is actually like a dream job. It's a really awesome job under a really well-known strength coach who's the director of the program. And so without, you know, without the HLE support, I probably wouldn't have even went for that.
And that's awesome. And then like, what's really cool is that like, I loved the like monthly seminars because, you know, at first off the bat, like we weren't broken down into regions. It was just Carter and Luke running everything.
Yeah. It was just like an email came out and they were like,
and Facebook group page we had, but it was super active though. It was super active. And then it was cool being able to go to like a seminar. Hey, today we're doing a seminar on photography, or hey, let's do one on I think it was like finance
and nutrition.
And then like, you know, bringing in like the guest speakers from, you know, like a Kyle Camp from like the Valley Nutrition. And it's cool is that like, it's just, obviously this is not your typical like affiliate group, right? Like you're obviously going to get way more out of this than what you would get, find somewhere else. And I just find that to be super valuable. And like, again, and like, I just listened to Luke, be active, cool. So I just got involved. I got involved and like, you know, and it's cool now to see this unfold and expand. And now we've broken down into regions, and some of our regions are even having sub-regions because we're getting big and we're going to be expanding more. And it's nice that we're able to all come together and kind of put names to faces at like a central location. Yeah. I just find it to be pretty amazing. And I know, folks, we're just trying to kind of convey that to you. If you guys are kind of on the fence about like, oh, you know, I don't know if I'm qualified enough or why me, man, just put your name in the hat, send it. Like if you're looking for like a down-to-earth group of like-minded people who you're going to learn from and that you can teach people something, just why not put your name in the hat, right, guys?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You look at this weekend alone, right? Like we're at the doe camp. So this is my first ever hunt camp ever. Like I go hunting with a buddy every year, but I've never been to a camp before. And like some of the small things that I learned this weekend from just on the fly seminars we're doing, just based on discussions that like, and you know, animals getting away that, you know, trying to track down, why isn't blood showing? Why isn't it doing this? Right. You got Derek who like on the fly can give us a seminar and pass his knowledge on. And the thing that's great about this is with the amount of knowledge in this group from all perspectives of life, there's no ego. You know what I mean? There's no ego. Nobody's like, I am the best at this. I am the best at that. It's like, hey, this is the information I have. This is the knowledge I have. I want to share it with you. Right? Nobody is protecting any information. They want to pass this all on to you. There's no other group. You know, I got 22 years in the military, right? And in the military, you know, and I'm sure you got it in the police world, Frank, there's guys with egos. I'm the best at this. I'm the best at that. And I don't want to pass on my information to you. Well, that doesn't happen here in this community, right? This tribe. That's not what it's about.
Everyone here is willing to learn something. And I think that's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sweet, right? Because I mean, so figure I came down here for the first rendezvous in June, right? And like, man, it was like I had known these guys for 10 years, man. I'll never forget. And I know that I've said it before, but like I drove, it took me 12 hours. I rolled in at midnight. I drove down that freaking devilish switchback in my truck with by freaking flashlight. It's midnight. With just cows everywhere. I'm just trying to not kill a cow. And then I get down there and I get a giant bear hug by Chad. And I get, have a beer, have some whiskey. And we're all kind of hanging by the fire. And like that kind of just set the tone for the whole week. Like I learned how to fly fish for the first time, which was incredible. And then like we did, you know, glassing seminars. We did a firearm seminar. We did a tracking seminar with Lyle, and that was incredible. Even though it was like a quick seminar, he had like four or five tracks set up. And from that alone, I learned a shit ton. I had gone home, and a buddy of mine shot a deer and sent me a picture. I'm like, oh, I just learned about this shit last weekend. Yeah. Okay, cool. And he was like, where did that come from? I'm like, well, listen, freaking Hunt Lift E. I just went to a seminar, and I learned some tracking skills, and it was awesome. It was just like something pretty cool that like you would have to pay like hundreds of dollars, if not more, thousands of dollars to like learn this. And then on top of that, even if you didn't, you have to go find somebody who's willing to teach you. And we all know that, listen, there's always those people who want to mentor you, but you know, like certain sports and outdoors are coveted. Like Gabe, I know that you're like me, you're a big, like, you know, waterfowler.
Yeah.
Look at those old time, you know, waterfowl guys. Like some of them don't want to teach you anything. They're like, all right, kid, whatever, kid, right?
Yeah.
And it's like everything's so coveted.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so it's like pretty cool to come here and be like, hey, you know what? For example, I've never been on a Western hunt. I would love to. And there's probably five guys here who'd be like, yeah, let's go. Let's go tomorrow. Yeah.
That's freaking amazing.
You know, Doug's looking to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's just
chomping at the
sweet.
Fit.
I was saying, like, you know, not even to hunt, right? Like, look at Friday morning, right after you guys got in, you and Dan and Ian taking time to like go over some bow tactics with me because I know nothing about bowing, right? And that was like, you guys found out I bought a new bow and you were like, make sure you bring it so we can do stuff with you, right? Offering to pass their knowledge on, right?
Yeah.
And do that kind of stuff. And I know I joked, but it's true. Like, I would go and follow you on a hunt to watch you drop one of your elk, those things. Like, man, that alone would be an astronomical experience of a lifetime.
I'm in full agreement. I would go just to tag along and just to be in this, just to hear that sound up close. And like, that'd be awesome.
I just want to see it.
And then you do it with bow. Like, you're not even doing it with long gun. You're doing it with bow.
That's wild.
I've only been bow hunting for... I started in like 2015 and I self-taught myself how to bow hunt.
That's awesome.
Everything I know, I've taught myself, or I've learned from old heads at like archery club and stuff.
But yeah.
Ever since then, I've always used a rifle, but
that's awesome.
It's always nice to learn new shit. And then if I know something, then I'm willing to pass it on. I'm like you were saying earlier, everyone's willing to share what they know, and I'm not all high and mighty about what I know.
Yeah.
Same. You know, but like, I don't know, man. I just find this to be like a pretty unique and a pretty special thing. Like, example, like we're at doe camp, right? And what, there's 18 of us and we have three does down.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, I'm not really mad about it because, like, I didn't really come for the hunt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The experience.
And it's kind of like a testament to like what we're doing, that we have people who literally traveled across the country from another country.
like
Ryan drove, 12 and a half hours down from Canada. Like, I drove, you know, 10 and a half hours. Doug drove 8.
We flew.
You
three,
flew.
Like 22 hours away.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that, like, it shows, like, the testament to, the belief in what we're doing.
Yeah.
The fact that guys and girls, because we had the, you know,
women's rendezvous.
Females rendezvous two weeks ago. But, like, people are taking time and money to drive out here to hang out and to learn and to kind of just build this group, and I just think that's super special, man.
I never thought I'd be here, Virginia, hunting whitetail. This is a whole new ball game for me. Everyone's used to hunting out of stands and stuff, and I'm used to hiking my ass off, sweating all day, and just it's a whole different game.
Yeah, super different.
Ants in your pants, sitting in a blind.
Sitting there, me and Bubba were like, man, we should go put a stock on them deer. But then, like, shit, and the leaves are really loud and crunchy.
This is the whitetail way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, also, like, I mean, it's kind of cool. Is that, like, I'm sure that there's some crossover from your, like, you know, Western knowledge, but it's kind of cool how, like, you guys have kind of adapted to this, right? Yeah. So, like, for me, like I know whitetails. So, like, I'm used to, all right, I'm sitting for 12 hours. I'm sitting for, you know, 8 hours. And, like, yeah, it sucks sometimes. But you're cold, right?
Yeah.
But, like, it's just kind of, you just kind of adapt to where you've been.
Yep.
Or, like, where you are, right? But it's kind of cool how there is going to be a crossover, which I just find to be, like, super sweet.
Your instincts just kick in.
Yep. But it's pretty cool, you know? So, Ryan. Talk to me. What you got for me?
Oh, I don't know, man. Like, I'm curious and I'm excited to see where we're going. Like, what is the next 10 years for HLE going to bring, right?
Yeah. And, oh, I mean, we're definitely going to be expanding for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, like team applications are always open, right? Luke's always making sure that that's happening. But I just, you know, it's, I have faith. Like I think HLE is something that the world has been missing. You know,
I mean,
we're going to bring that, that's something that has been missing from our values and our cultures, right? Because we all come from different places.
Yep.
But the one thing we have in common is the HLE culture, mm-hmm. The tribe mentality, right? And that is what society is missing these days.
Yep.
You know, we need to get back to these values, these things, right? You know, I take my daughter hunting with me, right? I got 5 kids. My middle one is the one that hunts with me every year, right? I know, Gabe, you probably want to get your son out behind a bow as soon as you can, right?
As soon as he's old enough to walk.
Yeah.
My boy's already shooting bow. He's 6.
Yeah.
He loves it all the time. Like, I guarantee you, because I've been gone for, you know, 4 days now. He's like, Daddy, can we shoot the bow? Yeah. And it's just, it's free. I'm like, hell yeah. And something, he's like, Daddy, I want you to shoot yours. I'm like, you sure? All right, cool. And then, you know, he just asked me a million questions, and it's just, it's awesome. But now he's like, Daddy, I want to go shoot a deer. He's like, will my bow kill a deer? I'm like, let's throw in a turkey first. But like, I'm going to have to track it for 3 days.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just pretty cool. And like, I mean, it's nice that like we get to have this, that we can eventually bring our kids to and do family. And honestly, I think for the future, I know that it's been mentioned, but we're going to start doing like regional rendezvous.
Yeah.
Because at some point, like, where, you know, you can only have so many people in one spot. So let's say we have 100 people. Like, it'd be cool, but like, all right, you know, this year we're going to do a rendezvous in the Northeast. Oh, we're doing in like, you know, a Mountain West. I would love to go to fucking Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'd love to have all you guys up, you know, and I think it would be like hunting where I hunt is completely different than this, right? When I go to my place, I got two stands. And I'm in one of the 2 stands, and they literally walk out to us, you know. But here I've seen more deer in like 4 days than I have in the last 5 years that I've been hunting.
It's pretty sweet, right?
It's absolutely crazy, right? And, you know, I think a place like where I do, I think it'd be good for like you, Gabe, right? We're only out like max you could go was 70 yards, but you could do that sort of thing, right? Yeah. You know, up high in a deer stand, that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So, Doug and Gabe, if you had one piece of advice to anyone who's kind of like wants to apply but isn't really sure or is kind of on the fence, like, what would you tell them, Gabe?
I just go for it. You never know what's gonna happen, man.
Yeah.
How about you? Chase your dreams.
Hell yeah. How about you, Doug?
Yeah, I would just say that there's nothing to lose, right? So, why not? Like you said, put your name in the hat, see what happens. And certainly kind of, if you're on the fence, just asking yourself why, you know, going back to some of what Luke covered in that kind of seminar about like, put down your goals and then ask yourself like, what's important to you and you know, going through your values, your value system. Like, I'm sure anybody that would go through that list, that's going to probably match up with what they're looking for and what they'd find here at HLE.
Awesome. Well, all right, guys. Well, listen, this has been awesome. And like I said, it's been nice to kind of get a point of view from me, from all of us who have come in at like different points in time and that we're all here together. So for anyone listening, if you have any questions, if you're thinking about joining, but you're kind of on the fence about it, my best advice is just join. Why not? Jump on a interview, have a conversation, and if you're a like-minded person, no drama, and you just want to learn and, you know, be outdoors, like, this is probably the place for you. But feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Hunt Lift Eat Official and Hunt Lift Eat Podcast if you have any questions. And go ahead and apply. And as always, we appreciate the hell out of you, and thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Thanks.